anyone asks me how much money I've made in my life, I just say, look at Junior's bank account. That's how much money I've made and lost. He was smart with his money. You and I weren't.
Mm-mm.
Not at all.
Mm.
You and I have been spending money like rappers.
Yes.
The past,
yes, we have.
15 years. It's tough.
We have entourages. And
there's
they
no
spend
doubt,
the money for us.
There's no doubt that you and I will be working long after Junior. Long after Junior's quit.
No doubt. All right, Ticket Kryptonite coming up here in 15 minutes. Right now, let's e-break.
It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Good time.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
He's got
to
make a decision. Hello.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Boy, y'all just get so animate about this, don't you?
Hold on, we had an air horn go off in the studio. I'm sorry, what was that?
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week.
Last year's team was way more deserving of... Oh, good God!
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
All right, Just Breaks brings us the e-break. We'll give you the candidates. You get to vote on them. 214-787-1310. Please vote wisely. Candidate number one comes to us from Bad Radio. It's one Dan McDowell. Now, this is something else here. Dan, you know how you have that filter in your head that when you're a kid, you don't cuss around your parents, and when you're an adult, you don't cuss around your kids?
Yeah, but, I heard about this, that Dan...
Yeah.
And I think broadcasters, you develop an extra sense of that.
Right.
Because you're used to being on the air, and you know that, okay, I can't talk the same way that I do off air.
Right. You know, that filter that just... Well, Dan's filter broke down, and it's weird, as they were visiting with Rangers outfielder David Murphy, it happened at the exact second that they lost contact with David Murphy. So it sounds like Dan drops F-bomb, David Murphy immediately offended and hangs up.
<It's> offended.
Let's give a listen.
You know, maybe if I had another job, I could have put that on a resume somewhere, but fortunately enough, it doesn't matter if my
That's tough, though. That raises the bar when you invite David Murphy to your party. You better be pretty...
Oh,
dude,
oh my God.
So much just happened right there.
Wow.
And there it happened.
What happened?
Episode 2690. The casual profanity of Dan
Where
McDowell.
Where did that come from?
I...
Oh, my God.
I've never done that.
Wow. That is a big filter breakdown there.
Did he offer an explanation later?
I think he just kind of forgot where he was there for a moment.
Boy,
like Corby
what
did that time.
What perfect timing on the dial tone.
Oh, right. Boy, you better be blanking.
David Murphy had absolutely enough of that.
All right, so how many people now have casually cussed on the air at the Ticket? The actual broadcasters, not somebody we've stuck a wireless mic in front of.
Corby? I have.
You have? What did you say?
It actually, and I think this didn't even get dumped, too. This was a long, long time ago in the original.
For the record, we'll say it did.
Yep.
In the original Throwdown days with Mark Folliwell as my co-host, and we were out at the Nelson doing a weekend show, and just in the course of conversation, I just threw an S-bomb out there. You know?
I've done it, too.
You've done it?
Yeah, once.
When did you do it?
It was back when I was working with Doogie, of all people, on a weekend show, and just an F-bomb just kind of fell out of my mouth there and just clattered on the floor.
Not me. I'm a professional.
Yeah, I am, too.
God, when you think of my
Chris Arnold did.
And I have never done that.
Rocco did. I know that.
Rocco did it intentionally.
Yeah.
Rocco's was an F word. Chris Arnold's. What was Chris Arnold's?
It was an F. He said, and he just...
And what was... And I know Grego did it one time.
Boy,
oh,
yes.
Boy.
Talking about
it was an F also.
Sports, right?
It's the F one that gets us every
and
time.
And what about... what was Corby's? Corby had one?
I think it's happened several times to him.
I'm sure he had at some
such
point.
Such a potty mouth. All right, can we hear that one more time? And we can end it right after the dial tone with that awkward moment there.
You know, maybe if I had another job, I could have put that on a resume somewhere. But fortunately enough, it doesn't matter if my
That's tough, though. That raises the bar when you invite David Murphy to your party. You better be pretty...
Oh.
And it sounds like Dan catches himself at first.
Yeah, and then goes ahead with it.
He goes...
Donovan. Ooh.
And then the dial. I love anything accented by the dial tone. I don't know why that's always so funny, but it is. All right, there's Dan McDowell up for an e-break. Riding along with us for the last couple of days was Fox 4's Mike Ducey, and he had an e-break yesterday. He thought he would throw some of his voices on us, and he started off with actually a pretty good Rush Limbaugh impersonation, but then it degenerated into this and stopped down our show.
Has your butt ever called 911?
No.
And complained about your nuts?
No.
Mike Ducey.
That's never happened to me before, Gordo.
Stop the show.
What happened to his Marv Albert?
Jerry,
it
you're
deteriorated in like 5 minutes.
It derailed from the beginning of that sentence to the end.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I don't know what voice that was. It's like an old wizard or something? Or?
Oh, I see. It was the Wizard of Oz guy, yeah.
Christopher Lloyd?
That Marty! Marty Ewing from downtown, yes! 1.21 gigawatts!
That's a good Ducey kick in there. And let's listen back to that impersonation again. He called you Garter. That's the other thing, too. He couldn't even say Gordo.
Has your butt ever called 911?
No.
And complained about your nuts?
No.
Mike Ducey.
That's never happened to me before, Garter.
Stop the show.
Garter.
What? What was that?
All
of a sudden, Squelch took over there at the end of that thing.
Oh,
all right,
God,
there's Ducey up for an emergency break of the week. And this brings us to the now great Michael Hill, who we're told used to be in this market on television.
Channel 5, right?
Yeah. Sportscaster? He's Channel 5?
Mm-hmm. He used to be at Channel
5. No, eight. You know what? He worked at both 8 and 5.
Did he really?
Yeah, Hanson blew him out pretty quick over at 8.
My. Okay, that guy.
Yes.
Because here it looks like he's doing news, right?
Yeah, it looks like he's a news anchor for...
Oh, he's not on ESPN News anymore?
No, see, this is a different guy. It's not that Michael Hill.
This is a... Is it a black guy?
Yeah.
This is a black guy.
This is a black guy, but it's a different guy.
Well, that's a new lip.
Oh, I'm just trying to describe him. That's his identifying characteristic. He also wears suits, but then everybody wears suits on news. All right, so Michael Hill is an anchor now for ABC 26 in New Orleans. And they do this story about something called the G-Shot, which sounds very vulgar. The story is already racy enough, but the story is this G-Shot. I guess women take it, and it somehow enhances the spot that has been given the letter G.
Mm-hmm.
You think women really have those, George?
I don't know.
The answer is yes. Oh, do they? Anyway, so they do this story on it, and they finish with the story, and it was a female reporter that was presenting this story. Well, afterwards, Michael Hill, as the anchor, asked a very inappropriate and shocking question, and when you see the video, and it's on GordonKeith.com, he thinks nothing of this question. He thinks it's just a standard question.
Yeah.
Now, meanwhile, listen for all the girls fumbling and shuffling papers and talking. They're very nervous about the question he just asked because it seems wildly inappropriate.
Anchors have happy talk all the time. I'm going to call this the most shocking happy talk of all time.
This is how not to banter.
The man in our story says that is one appointment she is not going to miss because she says it worked for her.
So she's enjoying penis a little bit more, is she?
She's enjoying her sex life a little bit more. Okay. She and her husband.
There's proof.
Thank you, Michael. Those doctors are ready for some serious business. I agree. I think the phones are going to be ringing.
Yes, they will.
And then he goes on.
Now, where are they broadcasting
now reporting?
From?
Well, it's like a flip video of an actual television.
Wow.
There's another link I could have given you that was a little bit cleaner. Sorry about that, Jer.
Wow.
But, Rich, you've done a lot of broadcasting in your life.
Yeah, a lot of it here.
Have you ever asked that follow-up question?
No. No, I never
just
have.
Never,
just never.
Never has come up.
I thought about asking June Jones once that last year, but no.
Uh-uh. That'd be a horrible question to ask a male
June
football
Jones.
Coach.
By the way, his bio does say he worked in Dallas, but it's not the same Mike Hill that did sports here.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's a news guy.
Yeah.
Huh. Hard-hitting news guys, you can tell.
Not so much.
By that shocking comment.
So, she's enjoying penis a little bit more now, huh?
She's
married
is
and
enjoying her husband the sanctity of marriage. Thank you, Michael.
So is it Dan Ducey or the great Michael Hill at 214-787-1310? Vote wisely or we will take your privileges away.
Be careful.
Very careful. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Oh, this is J-Hope Pop. Just wanted to confirm that G-Shot works every time.
Okay.
Okay.
There's a Michael Hill vote there. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Is this 911? This is George's butt.
That was your butt, George.
That's my
Ducey
vote. Butt dialing. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Georgie, join me for some breast blood.
That's just the count weird, from Sesame Street wanting breast blood.
Breast blood.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I want to voice my opinion against the Arizona immigration bill and vote in Spanish. Mi voto por douche.
Okay, that's that is not Spanish, right. And that is not his name, but we'll register your vote anyway. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I'd like to vote for Ducey's pile.
That's right. Mike Ducey announced that he always leaves a pile of human feces at every party.
Which is a really strange practice. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, morning radio. I'd like to vote responsibly.
All right,
and
okay.
I'd like to vote for Dan.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, America's favorite radio station.
I'm going to vote for Chris Holt and the Bastards on Doodle.
Unbelievable.
Is that supposed to be Ducey?
No, I don't know. It's just a plug for Chris Holt.
I'm going to...
Who's he?
He's a guy.
Hi, you're on The Ticket.
Oh, me so horny. Me love you, Fu Manchu.
Thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yep.
Wow. All right, we'll register the vote part, but we'll dump the other part. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Morning, Courage Boys.
Morning.
Hello.
Yes, I can't decide between Ducey's voice change and Rick Arnett's name change.
You want to go with Ducey?
Yeah, we'll do that.
Okay, then we have a winner.
Oh, come on. Dan was robbed. I think the penis guy was robbed.
But people like picking on Mike Ducey for horrible impersonations.
Can I play the penis guy from in here?
Yeah.
We'll get a clean version of it. Okay, be quiet. Let's listen.
Okay.
On the ticket.
I'm being
shot
quiet.
Lasts between 4 and 6 months, and Susan, who you met in our story, says that is one appointment she is not going to miss because she says it worked for her.
So she's enjoying penis a little bit more, is she?
She's enjoying her sex life a little bit more. She and her husband.
There's proof. All right.
Thank you, Michael. Yes. Those doctors are ready for some serious business.
I bet they
I agree. I think the phones are going to be ringing.
Yes, they will.
Absolutely incredible.
I'm kind of surprised they did a news story on that topic in the first place.
I know it
sweeps. News is getting racier. They're getting racier with their subject matter.
Huh.
All right, that's a win for Mike Ducey. How many wins is that?
Well, it's his first. He ties Sean Rabb and John McKay. This is a big year for first-time winners, Giorgio.
Yes,
we've
it
had
is.
19 winners. 6 first-timers.
Hmm. Okay.
I think, you know what, in reviewing this, I think this is a great Marv Albert impersonation by Ducey.
Let's give it a listen again.
I don't.
Has your butt ever called 911?
No.
And complained about your nuts?
No.
Mike Ducey.
That's never happened to me before, Gordo.
Stop the show.
What happened to his Marv Albert?
Jerry,
it
you're
deteriorated
under
in like 5 minutes.
It derailed from the beginning of that sentence to the end.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, I don't know what voice that was.
It sounded like Walter Matt down
like
there for a while.
Like an old wizard or something?
Oh, I see. It was the Wizard of Oz guy, yeah.
Christopher Lloyd?
Marty! Marty Ewing from downtown, yes! 1.21 gigawatts!
Good kicking of Ducey there.
They call me Gordo on the street.
Yeah, he called you Garter on the street.
Oh, Gordo!
8:11 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Up next.